across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy. His medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Gray Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, this legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
In the town of Frenchman's Gorge, there is one place where a hungry man can get food and a mug of coffee strong enough to dissolve the spout from the cast iron coffee pot. By a strange coincidence, it is also the place where one can purchase whiskey from the barrel at 10 cents a glass. You may not approve the whiskey, but if you want to eat in Frenchman's Ford, well, hunger makes strange bedfellows. It was there at the Bull Run Saloon that I, Pablo... Oh, you don't know me? Allow me? I am Pablo the Gypsy, purveyor of finery, gin crackery, and luxury to the territory. In other words, a peddler. This is my friend Midnight. He is a raver. It is true, he talks. But he, too, is fond of beer or whiskey, and so his conversation is worth nothing. Well, it was at the Bull Run that I sat at a table with my friend, Dr. Hitchcock.
Hello, you're a fool.
That is undoubtedly true, Doctor.
That rot, that barrel of whiskey would take the paint off a barn.
That's very, very true.
Try a scientific experiment, Pablo.
Hey, what's this?
We'll take a worm, drop him into a glass of water, see how he likes it. Then we'll drop him in that whiskey glass of yours, see how quick he dies.
Doc, you have proved it to me.
You'll give up the whiskey?
No. I must have more. It is very good for worms in the stomach.
Maybe I ought to pour some on this steak. It could use softening. How do they get them so tough?
Doc, a steak at the Bull Run has just completed a 1,000-mile walk from Texas. Have pity. It is tired.
Hey there, Mikey. I'm up for old Willie. I'm a coming in. I got a thirst. I want to drink the Rio Grande. Here to the golf.
You got any money, Willie?
Money, O'Shea!
How whiskey dime from the bottle of corner.
Oh, how about setting one up, O'Shea, on account?
On account of what? Willie, you owe every barkeep from here to St. Joe. Now, if you want your drinking liquor, you raffle up a dime.
Well, I reckon I'd better do that. I'll just have to work me up a steak. How about it, gentlemen? $4 a dime? That's all. A happy song. Any old song for a dime, huh? How about you, Mr. Daggett?
Not now, Willie. I'm playing cards.
I could sing you a good luck song.
Beat it, Willie. I'll take 3 cards.
Nobody else want a song?
How about you, gentlemen?
Hello, Willie.
I got some mighty sweet music in this here box.
Sit down, Willie. Have some coffee.
Oh, don't rightly pine for coffee, Doc. Between you and me, I could go from one end of the ear to the other without coffee. I need a dime. I got a mighty pressing need for a dime.
For barrel whiskey?
In a matter of speaking, yeah. It's a whiskey, rye whiskey. It's whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
That barrel whiskey, okay, is buried more men than
yesterday. Oh, whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey for me. You killed my poor papa. Now turn you dry.
It was an Apache lance killed your paw, Willie.
It'll be the whiskey that'll kill you.
Now, isn't that a pleasanter way to die? How about it, Doc?
No dime.
How about you, Settler?
Well, boy,
I've got a real pretty song I could sing for you.
Oh?
Love, oh, careless love. Love, oh, can it be?
In the barrel.
Thank you, peddler. You're a man with a heart, not like some Jose.
Oh, whiskey, I cry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die.
Dime, Willie.
Here you are,
Jose. They shouldn't have given it to him, Pedro.
Oh, he would have gotten his dime, Doc. It's better it came from someone who understands, like Pablo.
He's only 25.
He looks much older.
Did you know his father?
Did he have a father?
Frank Wyman.
The scout?
Frank Wyman opened up this territory before the war. He was a strong man.
Fill up to the top, O'Shea. My dime is hard come by.
Frank Wyman brought the first wagon train across the Arroyo. Rode up into the hills alone to make a treaty with the Apaches.
Did you know him, Doc?
When I was a kid.
Oh?
Yeah, he was scouting with the cavalry out of Fort Maxwell. I wanted to go along. We ran into a wagon train. We smelled it from a long way off.
Indians?
Smallpox.
Oh, yeah.
Took us a day and a half to bury him. I was down in that 6-foot pit with Frank Wyman, shoveling. He said, "Kid, territory don't need no more scouts or gunmen. Need somebody to do something about this." Yeah, I think I first got the idea of going back east to medical school out of that stinking pit. He died of gangrene.
Wyman?
Mm. Got a lance through the thigh. Gangrene.
Now that's better. Who's next now? Another guy for another song? Mr. Daggett?
All right, Willie, go ahead. Lost the hand anyway.
Doc, I have seen in my time a fine Arab stallion sire of Siquico. Yeah. Doc, your coffee is cold.
Every time I see him lying on the sidewalk outside the Bull Run or maybe in the dust behind the livery stable, I get to thinking about Frank Wyman riding out alone up into the hills.
Doc, if Willie chooses to pickle himself...
I know.
Let us sit upon the ground and tell sad stories of the death of kings.
What's that?
That's an epitaph for Frank Wyman.
Wrapped in white linen, as cold as the clay.
Is that only a dime's worth, Mr. Gregg? I figured it was almost 12 cents. Okay.
Yep.
Fill it up again. Grind up a few of the staves. I'll drink them.
I said out, Willie. Out!
Hey, you let go of me, will you? Let go of you here.
Out!
Let go of you. Look out for the guitar. I said out. Rotten, no good drinking liquor it is, too.
How you doing, friend? Well, here we are again. Sitting in the dust.
O'Shea! You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my business somewhere. Any of you gentlemen at the hitching post care to hear a song?
Got nowhere for music, all of you.
I'll be back tomorrow night, gentlemen. Maybe it's hard to run my way. Good night.
Jackie.
That you, Willie?
You care for another song?
Willie, you could sing tomorrow and I wouldn't have a dime for you.
You lose, Mr. Dankett?
When the cars run again, you, Willie, time to get out of the game till tomorrow.
Mr. Dankett, I've got to get me some money.
Why don't you go down by the feed store? Maybe they'd like some music, don't they?
I want to get me a whole lot of money, Mr. Dankett.
Why?
Mr. Dankett, you ain't from the territory. My name is Willie Wyman.
Well?
Can I walk along with you?
Can you walk?
Oh, after fashion. After fashion. I got a yearning to have a lot of money all of a sudden, Mr. Daggett.
Now, don't try to hold up the stage, Willie. Your hand ain't steady enough.
Well, I ain't aiming to do that, Mr. Daggett. But I got something to sell.
Your guitar?
No. Look here, Mr. Daggett. When my pa died, this is all he left to me, except in the claim on an army pension. They wouldn't pay me because of some mix-up in the wreck.
Well, what you got there, Willie?
Papers. It's a mining claim, Mr. Dankett. It was my pa's up in the hills past Mesa Verde.
Yeah, mining claims a dime a dozen. Couldn't raise against a pair of jacks with mining claims.
Well, here's a good one, Mr. Dankett. I'll sell it to you. $500.
Oh, Willie.
$300, Mr. Dankett. $300. My pa staked this claim out himself. He was the smartest man in the territory. You ask anybody, they'll tell you. $200.
Willie. I'm going to have to borrow $10 to get back into that game tomorrow night.
Take a look at these papers, Mr. Dankett. It's a good claim. Don't hurt you to look at them. There's a lantern over here in the window.
Oh, no, I'll look at them.
It's the other paper, Mr. Dankett.
Wait a minute. What's this?
Well, that ain't nothing. Here's the mining claim.
Well, what is this paper, Willie?
Oh, something from my pa. He had it wrapped around the claim. Don't mean nothing.
Wait a minute. Let me read it.
That mining claim is very valuable, Mr. Daggett.
Uh-huh.
What are you reading that other paper for, Mr. Daggett?
Because I find it very interesting, Willie. Very interesting.
You don't want to say that to me, O'Shea.
Look, Willie, I wouldn't want to hurt you none. You had enough last night. It's too early in the morning for you to be starting again now. Go on now.
O'Shea, I don't like the way you talk to me.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I never did like it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw you off my land.
Your land?
The land this here cow barn of yours is sitting on.
What are you talking about?
And all the rest of this town. Want to know something, O'Shea?
Hmm?
It's all mine.
Oh, listen, Willie.
O'Shea, I own this here town of Frenchman's Ford. I own it lock, stock, and barrel. It was left to me by my pa. Every one of you is squatting on my land, O'Shea. And I'm going to make you pay.
Hey, you hear that, boys? Willie here owns Frenchman's Ford. Was left to him by his pa.
He's going to laugh much longer, O'Shea.
Willie.
Don't arrest you neither. You're trespassing. Do you hear? You're all trespassing on the land. Now get off, all of you. Get off. This is my land, all of it.
You should have seen him, Doc. Pale, shaking, holding on to the bar with one hand and telling everybody he owned Frenchman's Ford. It was very sad, but it was very funny, eh, Doc?
Maybe. There was a brief for a clarification of title filed in Territorial Court this morning on behalf of the estate of Frank Wyman.
What's that?
The brief claims title to the original congressional grant of 1851.
A land grant?
To Frank Wyman.
All of Frenchman's Ford belongs to Willie?
Congressional grant runs from the river north to the Rio Grande and south to a surveyor's line in Grand Terre Mountain.
But there's thousands of miles of kingdom.
If the court rules favorably.
Who would have believed it? Willie Wyman.
That's what I'd like to know. Who believed it?
You mean there is somebody with him?
A brief was filed by a lawyer over in Chisholm City. There are land records, surveyor's charts, affidavits. That cost money. Willie didn't have a dime. Come in.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Mr. Daggett.
Doc, I'd like to see you for a minute.
What is it, Mr. Daggett? Occupational disease? Blisters on your dealing hand?
Well, this is not exactly a professional call, Doctor. At least not your profession.
Oh?
I'm representing a client as business manager, Doc, so to speak. My client does not wish to cause any undue hardship for people placed in a difficult position through no fault of their own.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the facts remain. Now, you take your case, Doctor. Your house, your barn, your office represent a certain amount of value to you.
Yes.
Not to mention, of course, the intangibles of your practice. Be a shame if you had to lose your equity in them and locate elsewhere.
Yes.
Now, my client bears you no ill will, Doc, even though you are trespassing on his land.
Oh, it was you that put up the money for Willie Lyman's claim.
Well, I've asked him some capital, yes, but let's get back to the point here, Doc. When the court claim is validated, you won't be left holding much.
If it is validated.
It will be, Doc. It's a full legal claim, take my word for that. If you want to avoid trouble, I suggest that you arrange for a quit claim right now for the sum of, say, well, roughly $1,000. My client would be glad to relieve you of all possibility of eviction.
You want me to pay you $1,000 for my own house and land?
It's very little, I know, but then you don't have a very choice location, Doc. We'll charge an O'Shea if the Bull Run $5,000.
Did he pay?
He will. Well, Doc.
Goodbye, Mr. Daggett.
You prefer to be evicted, Doc?
Goodbye, Mr. Daggett.
Goodbye, Doctor. I'll see you again, I'm sure. Oh, by the way, Doc, my client is a very reasonable man, but he tends to be impatient. His prices rise steeply as time goes on. Goodbye, Doctor.
Well,
can he do that?
The landlord does some strange things, Pablo.
But everybody in the town, all the ranchers in the district, the farmers, they're all on Willie's land.
I imagine Daggett intends to make them all pay. Of course, a lot of them will, afraid of what the land court will rule. The court upheld a Spanish grant in Texas last year, 100,000 acres.
Willie will be a very rich man, Doc.
I think I'll go and talk to him. Room, Willie.
Oh, best room in the hotel, Doc. Best room. Got a real fine washstand, sheets on the bed, real clean sheets. Seems like they was clean before I got my boots on them. Oh, it's real comfortable in a hotel, Doc.
You're going through with this, Willie.
What?
Trying to squeeze money out of everybody in the territory.
Oh, I don't want what's rightly mine. It was left to me by my pa. Don't you remember, my pa?
I remember.
Oh, Doc, did you come by to pay me the money? Daggett says it's $1,500 for you now, Doc.
He tells you what to do?
Oh, he's my financial advisor.
And does he hold the money?
Sure he does. Why not?
He's going to take you, Willie.
I'll take care of myself.
Willie, all those cattlemen out towards the Royal Grande, he worked hard for that spread. There's no cattle market since the Army canceled the beef orders.
That don't bother me none, Doc. I ain't in the cattle business. I'm a landowner.
They need any cash they have to hold their spreads together till the spring market. You'll drive them off the land, Willie.
They're trespassing on it now, Doc. It's my land. Was left to me by my pa.
Your pa brought those men into this country, Willie. He opened it up. He brought the wagon trains in.
Yeah.
He wanted to see the territory grow. Wanted to see it fill up with people. Oh, Willie, your father...
You going to tell me my pa wouldn't have done this? Is that it, Doc?
He wouldn't have.
No. No, he wouldn't. Not my pa. You know what he was doing? He was running for saint like it was an election or something. Well, he made it. He's a saint here in this territory. Frank Wyman. Every time them old gum flappers get together down at the feed store, it was Frank Wyman. Frank Wyman riding off to the Indians. Frank Wyman.
He was a good man.
You know what they say about me, Doc? Every time I come into a saloon, somebody says, "See him? He's Frank Wyman's no good son." Ain't it a shame? Frank Wyman's son, a no-good, whiskey-drinking, dime-catching bum.
Willie, it isn't right.
Why not? It's my land, Doc. This territory owes so much to my pa, it's time they started paying his estate. And that's me, Doc. I tell you something. I hate every man in this town. I stand there in front of them, playing my guitar, singing sweet songs for a lousy dime, and I hate them. Every one of them. Ain't nobody gonna live on this land. I'm gonna clean it off like Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. There ain't gonna be nobody left to tell about how great a man Frank Wyman was. You got anything else to say to me, Doc?
No. No, Willie, I've got something else to say.
Al Marshall did from the Lazy L. He brought a couple of his hands.
Well?
They're down in the Bull Run. They're going to kill him.
What, Willie?
He wanted 2,000 from Al. They're down there now getting enough whiskey inside to do it.
Sheriff in town?
Sheriff Hartzell owns a livery stable in the blacksmith shop. Mr. Daggett wants 2,000 from him.
Oh.
The sheriff has taken the occasion to take a long ride in the country today.
Does Willie know?
I stopped at the hotel. Daggett left him a bottle. He's singing sad songs to himself. He wouldn't listen.
It was bound to happen like this.
Are you going for a ride in the country, too?
No, I'm going down to the hotel.
As I walk down in the streets of Laredo, as I walk down in Laredo one day,
Willie!
I spy a cowboy all wrapped in white linen.
Willie, listen to me. Listen.
Oh, hello, Doc. Care for a drink? There ain't nothing left in the bottle, but I figured I might as well be polite.
Now, listen, Willie. You've got to get out of here. You've got to get out fast.
What for? I'm real comfortable here. Got my boots on a nice, soft bed. Got a bottle. Leastwise, I had a bottle.
Listen, Willie, they're coming after you. A bunch of the cattlemen.
Trespassers, every one of them.
They're going to kill you, Willie.
They wouldn't do that. I own the land. Care for a song, Doc? On the house, won't cost you a dime.
You listen to me, Willie. Quick,
shake it.
Willie, they'll be coming out of the saloon any minute now. You've got to get out. There, you hear that? They're getting warmed up, Willie. They're going to come for you.
I ain't going to be chased off my land, Doc.
You crazy fool.
Okay, boy, come on. It's time to cut and run.
Hello, Mr. Daggett. You bring me another bottle?
Listen, you little Indian. It's time to move. I didn't figure this close. I thought we'd last a couple of days. Get off that bed so I get my things back.
I'm staying right here, Mr. Daggett.
All right, you stay right here. I'm getting out.
Going to leave Willie holding the bag, Daggett?
I didn't see you, Doc. You'll pardon me if I don't stop to have a pleasant chat. I'm in kind of a hurry here.
That's a lot of money you got in that suitcase, Daggett.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people in town paid off.
It's none of your business, Doc.
It's Willie's business. If that claim is good, that's his money.
Don't be a fool, Doc. Don't reach for that gun that you're carrying.
But
this is a Derringer, Doctor. A gambler's gun. Small enough to wear up your sleeve. But it shoots just as straight as that cannon that you carry. So don't you move. So long, Willie. I figured it 2 days longer before they'd come for us.
Wait a minute, Mr. Daggett. You leaving?
That's a general idea. Don't move, Doc.
That's my money.
You drunk fool. You think I was going to split this stake with you?
It's my land.
That claim of yours to fold up in court, Willie. You think anybody's going to back up a claim of a drunken bum left to him by a fool?
It was my pa's land. Now it's mine. He opened up this territory. He brought all the people in.
Willie, you've been hearing people say how great your pa was for so long, you believe it. When I saw your claim, I knew I had something good there. There was another paper with it, Willie, a quit claim. I checked. Your pa took the whole territory from Frenchman Ford to the Royal Grande, and he swapped it to an army canteen at Fort Maxwell for a bottle of trade whiskey. Claim reverted to the government. I burned the records before I filed the brief.
It was Pa's land. He left it to me.
People go around wondering how come Frank Wyman's son is a drunken bum. There's an easy answer. He had a drunken bum for a father.
You oughtn't to say that about my
father. Don't move, Doc.
I'm no good. I'm a whiskey hound. That's all right, but you oughtn't to say that about my pa.
Goodbye, Willie.
You ought to say that about my...
Look out, Willie. He's gone.
I got it now. Kind of busted my guitar when I hit him with it. Didn't I, Doc?
No puff.
It was a good guitar.
He's dead.
He shouldn't ought to have said that about my pa. He wasn't, was he, Doc?
Who?
My pa, he wasn't what he said. Drunken, no good bum like me.
No, he wasn't. Not when it counted.
Okay. Well, I'm down here, Willie. He wants you.
I'll get you out the back way, Willie.
You can get out of
town. I'll lend you a horse.
It wasn't my land.
Come on, come on. There isn't
much time.
They just come up and get you, Willie.
I guess I'd better go down and see them.
You can't, Willie. Listen, they're mad drunk. They'll kill you.
I've got to know for sure, Doc. He wasn't no good. My pa, was he?
No, no, no. Come on, come on. We'll get up over the roof and down the other side.
Couple of you boys going up and drag him down.
Doc, he really went up into them hills alone with him, Apache.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, come on.
That's true.
Goodbye, Doc.
Come on. Let go of me, Doc. I gotta go down and talk to them fellas below.
They'll kill you.
Will they, Doc? I just don't seem to care. Goodbye, Doc.
Willie.
Maybe I'll sing him a song. Bye.
He's coming out. Get ready for him, boys.
Been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Dr. Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffith. Today's script was written by Ernest Kenoy. Heard in the cast were Jim Stevens as Willie, Wendell Holmes as Daggett, William Keene as O'Shea. The guitar was played by Art Wires. Six Gun, starring Carl Weber as the frontier doctor, with William Griffith as Pablo, the wandering gypsy, has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.